So we're talking this evening about we're revisiting shame, we're revisiting vicious cycles. You're going to have an opportunity to feel into your body and move through those vicious cycles this evening. You know, they say you've got to name it to tame it, feel it to heal it. So really inviting in a willingness and an openness to go there this evening and to feel and heal whatever might have been up for you recently in terms of shame. But before we go into the dark places with the shame, it might be nice to have a quick resource. So if you'd like to close your eyes and take some breaths into your body, come into your own natural rhythm of breathing. Feeling that breath entering your body, feeling yourself grounding and arriving and being. And as you breathe, feeling into that body of yours, and just opening up the question, you know, body, shame, anything resonate for you there? Maybe there is shame in your body, about your body. And if that's true for you, if that resonates, breathing into it, inviting it to be there, breathing your attention and your curiosity into your body. Breathing into your emotional self, that young self. And being curious, today we're going to look at shame. And look at where the emotional child gets hooked into the axis of shame and grandiosity, the one down, the powerless victim of shame, the overwhelm, the incapacity, the paralysis. And we're also going to look at the way that that child can go into its self-righteousness and its indignation and justifiable resentments and climb its way up the greasy pole of that shame axis until it gets to a place of superiority and grandiosity and obliviousness and entitlement. So you might want to breathe into your emotional child and just check in. When we talk about shame, which of course is the intolerable reality, the awfulness of I am wrong, breathing into the memory perhaps of your process where you were exploring, maybe for some of you for the first time, this concept of toxic shame. There's something wrong with me. I'm bad. I'm unlovable. And it may be that you know a place in your life where your child goes completely in with the story and under, swamped. Completely identified with the shame. Just inquiring, being curious. Maybe your child makes those negative feelings, negative emotions incredibly important. Maybe that emotional child makes those negative emotions too important. Be curious, feel if you can. What is your emotional self's relationship with toxic shame? And then breathing in to your adult intellect, what you remember, how you've engaged with this concept of living with toxic shame. Maybe there was some resistance on your process. Oh, but other people's shameful behavior. You know, I knew that it wasn't me. Maybe there's been some denial or some intellectual defense. Just notice, you know, how open you are in this moment readies your adult intellect to explore? How curious is your adult intellect to feel into and gain some more insight into the way that it does its defenses and gets itself into a tangle in the vicious cycles? Just breathing in some welcoming curiosity, breathing in some resilience and some resource into your body from your spiritual self, who of course does not engage or buy into any of this stuff. So breathe in through the crown of your head and breathe into your heart space, feeling into your self-love, your self-forgiveness, that robustness that allows yourself to go very clearly and deliberately into this process. And then you can come back or keep your eyes closed. And just to remind you again, this concept of toxic shame that we're exploring, as I said, you know, defined by Pia Melody, when she talks about addiction, you know, it's any substance or behavior which removes an intolerable reality is the addictive quick fix to this awfulness. And the awfulness is the intolerable reality. The intolerable reality that somehow I am unlovable, I am bad, I am wrong. So take a moment to remember back your process. Do you remember the core shame belief that you wrote in your workbook that you shared with the group that you were witnessed in? If you feel like sharing it, you could type it into the chat. You could see, you know, what was it on your process? Maybe for the first time that you realized that somehow in your childhood, either through neglect or abuse, physical, verbal abuse, emotional manipulation, being compared to less than, better than, becoming mum or dad's confidant, or growing up too soon to be self-parented child, anywhere that you were the wrong sex, anywhere that you experienced inappropriate sexual experiences, looks, language, anywhere that you were shamed for your social standing, too much money, not enough money, less than, better than, posh school, failing school, good clothes, bad clothes, critical teachers, critical voices, sexuality, wrong sexuality, wrong religion, wrong faith, wrong values, too sensitive, not strong enough. All of those casual, social, cultural, familial slurs that can land on a child so heavily, where other people's inability to manage their boundaries and stay in empathy have left you with that burden of toxic shame. So, reminder again, we're not talking about the healthy shame of I've done something wrong, I did steal those sweets from the shop and I feel very, very badly about it and I've got to go and give them back and say sorry to the shopkeeper. It's not this childhood shame that is part of what orientates us to be good people in the world and maintain social norms and codes. This is that overwhelming sense of there is something wrong with me. And again, remembering that this comes from the inability of those who were charged with your care to be mindful and kind and respectful of your boundaries. They overstepped. And as they overstepped, they got in very close and they left their mark. So feeling into that. And of course, when we're identified with that core shame belief, I shared mine on my process, and if I've ever been delivering the shame session, or I share this because it made me smile at the time. I realized that I had a very grandiose emotional child when it came to shame, because she believed very firmly that I am evil. It was both the result of my birth date, which happened to have a lot of sixes in it, but it was also about my mum, in her ill health, would call me the spawn of the devil. And then I ended up going to a Catholic school and being a non-Catholic. And there was so many, just became a part of my grandiose belief that there was something wrong with me and that I was evil and brought bad things into the world. And it seemed ridiculous when I wrote that in my book, but it made a lot of sense of how I'd struggled to connect and be in relationship with people. So feeling in again, what is your core shame belief? And how current are you with your own self-compassion and your own boundaries, your own self-talk? Is your emotional child still incredibly vulnerable around that? Does it still, your dark side or your dark child, when it's in its stuff, does it still believe there's something wrong with me? I am. Maybe there are variations and subsets of your core shame belief that you've become more familiar with. So just breathing in and feeling. What do you know? I'm going to invite you, if you're not closed eye at the moment, to close your eyes and to go in and down into that dark place of your intolerable reality. You know, feeling into the energy of it, where it lives in your body. You know, that awfulness. And there's usually a trigger in our adult life. Somebody said something, you've messed up, you've told a lie, you've done something, or something has happened, you felt seen. And just remembering, you know, how the gaze averts, you can't look somebody in the eye, you feel into the pit of your stomach, that awful nauseous feeling, wishing that the ground would open up and swallow you, put you out of your misery. And today, feeling into that and feeling into how it is for you in your special victim place. You know, when we go there, some of us with knobs on, absolutely feeling in and going into that darkness. You know, it's tar-like, if you remember the negative love model, that dark slime that covers over our spiritual self, our essence, our innocence, our spontaneity, and feeling how it gets in the way when we're in that shame place. Feeling into how you get defensive, and what do you do when you're down in that one down place? What happens for you? Is there an instant compulsive need to control? Do you get into unbridled self-expression? Do you feel entitled to collapse and make it all about you and draw people in and manipulate them that way by being such a victim and so hurt? Just feeling into what you do when you're in that powerless place, when you're in the one down place where you've been triggered into your shame. What happens? Do you go into a walled off place where you're just not having any of it, you're just shut down and depressed? Or do you get really busy with the self-expression? Just feel into it. Or perhaps you go very quickly into a compulsion to make it about somebody else, climbing up the greasy pole, getting busy, your intellect joins your emotional child, they're having a right old ding-dong, he said, she said, they did, and you're finding that negative energy to hoist yourself up out of your intolerable reality until you get to a place of, I'm not going to be inferior. I am going to find my place. I deserve to be superior. I am entitled. Feeling into how that is. We all do this up and down, back and forth. And what do you do up there? Do you go into disdain or contempt, looking down the greasy pole, feeling all puffed up and bushy-tailed, I'm better than? Do you tell people about themselves, go into control, overt manipulation? Sort of subtle variations on what we do, think, feel, say when we're in our vicious cycles. It's useful to really feel into what your go-to is. Are you a collapser and a special victim who does a lot of expressing, or are you a collapser and a special victim who goes into grief and depression and shuts it all down because it's too much? Depression, remembering depression can be a great defense against feeling those awful feelings. And if you're somebody who goes automatically, compulsively up the greasy pole to the superior position, to the grandiose position, just feeling again, what do you do? Do you cut people out of your life? Do you make them not worthy of your time? Or do you tell them about themselves because you're entitled to? So just feeling into that a little bit. And then bringing your mind to maybe a recent situation, maybe sometime in the not so distant past where you have been triggered. And you've been triggered into that place of your core shame. The abandonment, where you've been thin-skinned, where you've let somebody else's attitude, behavior, carelessness become something that has taken you right down to the bottom into your inferiority. What's happening in your life, in your intimate relationships, remembering that, in our close personal relationships, because we want something, we want the connection, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, and yet when we get into those situations, we're also incredibly vulnerable, because when the shame is just there and we're thin-skinned, there's always going to be the opportunity that somebody is going to find us out and see us for the fraud that we are, or the unlovable person that we are. So in a moment, I'm going to invite you, and you're going to have some time. You are going to move, and it might be something that's quite a big thematic piece for you in your vicious cycle. It might be that, you're I am unlovable, I am toxic shame, I am in my discomfort, my disease, my intolerable reality. It might be that when that is triggered for you, you know that you just have a vicious cycle, a global vicious cycle, which is instantaneously, I withdraw. I withdraw, I shut down, I wall myself off, I go into self-pity, I make up stories that other people don't like me. It might be a global one that you want to explore, and maybe if that's current for you, you can explore that. Or it might be a very specific one, when I'm in the work situation and I'm actually behind with a deadline, and rather than be a grown up, I tell a lie and then I go into my shame. And then because I'm so ashamed, I have a drink and then I turn up for work and I'm pretending I haven't. It could be something specific. Feel into what's there for you. If you are in a living together relationship, if you've been in lockdown with a partner, it may be that you have lived through your shame cycle many, many times over the last couple of months. In that vulnerability of being out of your normal routine. It might be that there's been a lot of this stuff going on in the dynamic. It might be that you can really see where your partner and you get into the power struggle and there's brickbats flying and acting out and shutting down and criticizing. It might be that that's a prime area for you to explore today. But when you walk in a moment and move and breathe and feel into your vicious cycle, and if you like, you can get up now if you're not standing up, and get yourself into a space where you allow that core shame belief, that memory of the triggering that's happened recently, or whatever it is, and to invite you to feel into it. And I'm going to invite you to feel into it and make it bigger, embody it, allow yourself to, you know, with your eyes closed, nobody's watching, just allow yourself to really breathe it in and let it live in each and every cell of your body and see your body contracting. If you know that you go into the one down, it might be that you instantly go into your raging and you're up the greasy pole in the moment. So just take yourself into a place where you take that starting position of my core shame belief, and I've been triggered. Know what the situation is, or know what it is for you globally. You know, either the meta shame cycle, the meta vicious cycle, something that you've been playing over and over in your life. And I'm just going to invite you to feel into what I think, what I feel, what I do. The defensive strategies that you do compulsively to escape. And you're going to walk or dance through your vicious cycle. And you're going to go round and around. You're going to make it bigger and bigger. You're going to indulge in the drama. You're going to indulge. You're going to fully, you know, fill your boots with being in thrall of your shame. So I'm going to put on some music that hopefully will support you. You can make noise, you can talk out loud to yourself, you can say, look at what I'm doing now, this is why I do it. Feeling into why I do this, because it serves me. It serves my dark side, it serves to keep me stuck, it serves to keep me in the victim, it serves to keep me in my one-up. And maybe in your vicious cycle, you're both one up and one down at different times. So have a look at that as you're journeying around. And don't shortchange yourself. Really indulge and see how it feels. You might feel the greasy slime of that toxic shame. Allowing yourself to explore and to feel, breathing into your body. Shame belief and embodying it. What do I think? What do I feel? What do I do? Feeling yourself compelled to move away from that core shame belief, my intolerable reality, in your patterns. Feeling yourself moving further and further away from yourself. And if you can move your body, explore and indulge. What do I think? What do I feel? What do I do? Feeling each step of the way, feeling yourself being drawn inexorably back to that core shame belief. Because what you do when you're unconscious is find yourself proving over and over that that is true. As you move and as you feel into it, allow it to become more of the victim, more of the special victim, more of the entitled, and feeling yourself becoming less connected to yourself and to other people. Feel the intoxication of being in your self-vindictiveness, your self-abandonment. Feel into your body and allow it to be there. What do I think? What do I feel? What do I do? Feel yourself losing yourself in this vicious cycle, round and around, deeper and deeper, further and further away from your spiritual self, from other people in your life, from your truth. But feel yourself fixing on the negative fix, the self-loathing, the self-contempt, the self-abandonment. If they're going to do it to me, I'd rather do it to myself. Feel into your own self-vindictiveness. Let your body lead you. Giving all your power away to that critical intellect, the patterned intellect, to the dark side, giving all your power away to the overwhelmed child, the boundaryless child, the entitled child. A moment to allow yourself to stand, sit, feel into that place. When you have acted out compulsively in your negative patterns, when you have gone up that left road, automatically, compulsively, compelled to control, driven to defend yourself, to do anything at all, rather than sit with that intolerable reality. Take a moment now to feel into it, make some notes for yourself. Do take a few minutes to do some journaling and really feeling into that question of why do I do that? You know, why do I do that? What does it bring me? You know, what's the short-term quick fix, that negative, intoxicating sense of, well, if they're doing it to me, I'll do it to myself. You know, what is it? You know, how does that shame live in you still? And how are you still hooked into it? How's your emotional child hooked into it? How's your intellect hooked into it? How does your intellect punish your child, criticize your child? How does your child act out and overwhelm your intellect? You remember those tools of the process. What happens when you are swamped and engulfed and overwhelmed by your core shame and you are driven into that vicious cycle, because anything is better than sitting with the discomfort of that intolerable reality of there's something wrong with me, I'm unlovable. So take some time to really look for yourself and be as honest as you can. It might be that you feel the false empowerment. It might be that you feel the bushy-tailed fuck you. It might be that that's a fix for you. It might be that, you know, I would rather be in my false empowerment, even though I'm pushing people that I love away from me. It might be that I'd rather point their faults out and cause an argument so I get that pseudo connection of the fight. It might be that I'd rather shut myself down and shut myself off and, you know, eat worms at the bottom of the garden rather than allowing myself the love that is on offer, the connection that is on offer. Take some time and for a few minutes just to write, how does it feel in your body? You know, there could be that there's an empowerment in your body that you're addicted to. It could be that there's a power struggle, a game that you play with those who are close to you. It could just be that you get off on beating yourself up and being miserable, going into your poor me. Take a moment to do some writing particularly if you're feeling resistance or if you're in denial, no, I don't do that. Just have a feeling. Take a few minutes to write. Why would I do that? Just taking your time to make some notes for yourself, drawing out the vicious cycle. Maybe you've had a sense of, oh my goodness, maybe you've had that extra bit of awareness. Really make some notes for yourself. You know, self-reflect, self-validate. And keep on asking yourself, why would I do that? What is the short-term gain? What is my fix? You know, the compulsive eating, the drinking, the sex, the shopping, you know, the way that your addictions, the raging, the withdrawing, you know, really feeling into the addictive quality of this misery that on a deep level is a choice. Why would I choose that? Is it because I really do believe that I am unlovable and unworthy? When you're in touch with that, you know, take a few more minutes to write for yourself. But when you're in touch with that, why I do that, it would be a really powerful thing simply to share in the group chat. Why do I do that? Because I hate myself. Why do I do that? Because I'm still angry with my parents. Why do I do that? Because it gives me that quick fix. If you feel brave enough, it would be really good to see some of that shared, because in the sharing, you know, it takes away some of the power. You see a bit more of the self-defeating nonsense that it can be. Why do I do that? Because I want to, on some level. Yeah, thank you. To disguise my vulnerability, absolutely core need. Because sometimes, tragically, being vulnerable is just too dangerous and too uncomfortable. Okay. and do it because I feel too unattractive to be loved. Wow. I will attack myself. I'll make myself suffer because I believe I'm too unattractive to be loved. Yeah, I do it because I deserve no more than this. This is my level. Wow. Who needs enemies when that's going on inside? Yeah. I'll do it to not feel the pain, to not feel the pain of not having my needs met, my boundaries respected. I feel defective and ugly, and my mother was right. Really touches my heart. So I'll keep my negative mother alive, fuck her. I'll just live a miserable life to punish her, core addiction, negative love. I will live a miserable life. Maybe one day she'll notice, but maybe I'll die first. Yeah, because I'm scared that I'll be abandoned again. So, yeah, if I'm scared that I'll be abandoned again, maybe I'll falsely empower myself by acting like an idiot, and then at least there'll be a reason. At least I'll have taken control. Maybe that's true. Yeah, keep the bar low, and then you can't be disappointed. Yeah, live a half life. Yeah, they're right. You are too sensitive. So I'll just act out, punish myself for their judgments, because I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough, and I don't deserve a happy life. Okay, I'm going to act out. I'm going to manipulate and abandon myself because still I have to avoid the punishment. I'm not worthy and nobody cares. I'll show them. I'll live a miserable life. I'm not worthy. Nobody cares. I failed my 11 plus. Oh, so did I. I failed my 11 plus so badly that they thought I needed remedial help. And then I got a first class honours degree. Fuck them. But yeah, I know that one. It's a good old driver, Sue. Not clever enough. I don't know why I do it or even how I do it, but I attract people who will fail to be there for me. Yeah, deep down. Deep down, that awful addiction to being failed. No one should really trust me. I'll betray them. I'll make myself small and then I can't be rejected. Maybe someone will rescue me. Get a feeling of importance, of people feeling sorry for me. Oh yes, get hooked into that victim dynamic. We all have a special victim. Special victim that likes to hold on to the stuff. Oh, no one should really trust me. I'll betray them. I'll make myself bad. I'm scared. Always told, don't cry, don't be angry. Yeah, scared to show the anger. And how's that working? Keeping it all inside so that it's festering. Oh, another 11 plus failure. Stigma, separated from friends, not getting the nice school uniform. If I don't say anything, stand up for myself, then I won't get the anger directed me yet. So I'll just play small. I'll play small, settle for second best, just keep my head below the parapet. I feel that I have no space. I shouldn't be here. Taking a deep breath into that, making a bit of space because I'm not allowed to feel anything or really be myself as though I'm that bad. Living that small life again, still holding on to the resentment, you know, drinking the poison, hoping that the other people will die. I'll just indulge over and over in this awfulness, constantly questioning myself and doubting. Accepting that the shame's deserved. Yeah, no, I can be grandiose, make myself, I really am wrong, rather than standing up for myself and believing in myself. I'm needy, needy of needs being met, and that makes me feel so revolting. I want to shower it off. It feels totally disgusting. Shamed because my needs were not met, and I came to believe that I was needy. And I'm guessing in there's been a lifetime of grandiose defense of being needless. I've spent my whole life forming patterns and behaviors so that no one can see this about me. Really, thank you for sharing those, because there's so much of this energy, even amongst all of us who are doing this work and trying to move beyond this stuff, you know, really feeling into how toxic and sticky this self-loathing, self-contempt is, and really feeling that there is that false empowerment of being in that place and fuck me, fuck you, fuck the world. I'm just going to move myself around. I know this doesn't work, particularly post-process. I know I'm making toxic choices. I know that I'm doing this. But really feeling into that now. Is it, scared of being abandoned again, disowned, feeling unworthy of love, Completely understand the feeling of being broken. So much heavy energy. So taking your arms and putting them around your body if you're feeling into this place right now. Holding yourself, taking that dark child. Now it might be that your dark child, your dark side intellect, it might be that, you know, they're either one up or they're one down. It might be they're down there in inferiority. It might be they're up there in their superiority. It might be that they're collapsed. It might be that they're all bristly and bushy. Just taking a breath for a moment and feeling in. And as you stand again, as you get ready to move again, I'm really going to invite you to take that child from whichever position they've adopted, whichever position they've found themselves in, up or down. Just let you, yourself with you, in your mind's eye, to see that child, whether it's covered over with a pile of shit or whether it's covered over by the dirty laundry or hiding behind the bin if it's down there, or if it's up on top of an anthill being all king of a hill. Just noticing, are you up or are you down in this moment? What's the energy? Up or down? And as a commitment to yourself to begin, because you're going to walk around again, you're going to move your body again, and you're going to find and breathe into some resilience. You're going to breathe into the self-acceptance. You're going to breathe into the healthy self-esteem, which is holding yourself with compassion, with empathy. You're going to validate yourself and your emotional charge. You're going to say, well, it makes sense to me given what you went through. It makes sense to me given that you experienced this or that, or you didn't experience this or that. You're going to talk to yourself. And you're going to hold that child, but before you begin, you're going to reach up if they're up, and you're going to reach down if they're down, and you're going to bring them up, physically do this, and put them in your heart. And breathe into your heart, and breathe in some loving light energy into that heart space. Really breathing it in, whether you want to or not, just surrendering to the moment, because you're powerless in the shame, but you can always surrender and allow some alternative, healthy alternative possibilities. So picking them up if they're in the one down, reaching up and bringing them down, bringing them into your heart, and just feeling yourself no better than, no less than. Breathing into some self-love, breathing into some compassion, deep breath, getting your intellect back on board. Remembering, do you remember what the function of charting all of this was? It was about finding your way out. It was about finding exit strategies. It was about finding ways that you could challenge yourself. It was about finding ways that you could remind yourself that this is not how it needs to be. It's reminding yourself that at each step, each breath, you have a choice. You can bring yourself back to that fork in the road. You can choose right road, self-love, self-responsibility, or you can continue up the left road, driven by your patterns. So what you're going to do now as you walk around, move around, feel into that, you know, from a place of self-esteem, I'm going to hold myself in positive regard. I'm worthy. And these, with this awareness, with this light of awareness, I'm going to feel into, yes, I'll walk around my vicious cycle again, and I will self-validate. I'll say, okay, I get why you do that. You saw your mum doing that. I get why you do that. That was your dad's pattern. I get why you do that. You made that up as a rebellion to mum or dad, just feeling into whatever it is. Why do you do that? You do that because that's the rule book. You do that because you adapted as a child in order to survive. You've done that to escape the awfulness of the abuse or the neglect, whatever it was, whether it was verbal, casual, lazy, whether it was overt, blatant abuse, whatever it was. Take a couple of rounds around your vicious cycle to self-validate and to say it makes sense. And then go round again and begin to feel your power. This is what I could do for myself if I gave up the power of the special victim. If I could really look the world in equal eyes from the place of my self-loving heart. If I could hold my head up and look into the eyes of other human beings with curiosity without that awful, aching, unmet need driving me to want to manipulate or control. If I could just be present to myself and others. And own my vulnerability, own my needs. You know, what choices, what healthy choices could I make for myself to step out of the vicious cycle? What do I need to do ahead of time? Do I need to just prepare for that work meeting? Bit of self-discipline, get myself to bed, not spend hours on Netflix? Do I need to have a little word with my emotional child, take control, take responsibility, you know, sit myself down and say no? Do I need to reach out to a friend? What do I need to do? Find ways that you could avoid getting sucked down into that, you know, never-ending negative spiral. The one up, the one down, the one down, the one up, the walled off, the overly sharing, the demanding, the controlling, the manipulating. So really explore this physically as you set off around your vicious cycle again. So really taking a nice deep breath in so that you have a sense of resource and resilience, knowing of course that I am not my shame. Reminding yourself, even if it's just a concept initially, I am lovable. I am love, I am loving. And just beginning to move your body. Because the shame and the trauma are locked in your body, which is why we're moving. And it's only as you accompany yourself and feel into your own self that you can, and your body can, with your breath, begin to release this toxic shame. So just take your own time. as you accompany yourself and self-validate, beginning to feel into your intellect's wisdom, feeling into the good choices, the positive choices. You know what the vulnerability and the warning signs are. What could you do instead? Beginning to find some life force energy and some enthusiasm for living your life, some healthy aggression, moving your body. You're going to move your body now, really move into your power. Move into your power, make your choice, break your way out of that old toxic, vicious cycle. Shake off the shame. Move your body. Use your voice if you're free to use your voice. Ha! Find your energy. Be your own advocate. I am not my shame.
Sun, 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 sun
Becoming healthier, that you don't attune and listen in and scan for the criticism and the evidence that you've been working with that you are unlovable. Feel your boundaries getting stronger. Cleanse all of that shit out of your energy field, shake it out, and let your boundaries get stronger as you dance.
Doesn't touch the side.
feeling into your strength, just bringing yourself into a strong standing position, feet hip width apart. Feeling the blood pumping around your body, breathing into your heart, breathing into your body. Placing your hands over your heart. And just taking a moment to breathe into your choice, to breathe into your commitment, breathing into your power. Breathing into the sense of connection and community. Breathing into your center and feeling yourself equal to, looking at the world through equal eyes. Holding your head up. You might want to adjust your posture. Standing up tall, pulling up through your tummy, putting your shoulders back, putting your chin out. Taking some deep breaths and holding that emotional child, that wounded child. Feeling and breathing. You know, why do I do that? Is it that your emotional child in the darkness has had you taking the feelings far too seriously? Have you been far too thin-skinned? Have you been using it as an excuse not to take yourself or your life seriously? Have you just been getting off on beating yourself up? You know, whatever's true, just be aware in this moment without blame. Without any blame, with absolute self-forgiveness. Yeah, it makes sense to me. You know, we do what we do in order to survive. We learn the script, we learn the patterns. And when we know better, we do better. And our awareness grows and our healing grows. It's an ongoing journey. We do the best that we can. Breathing into your heart and breathing into love and self-forgiveness. And then just taking a few moments to make some notes for yourself so that you can anchor any key awareness, anything that you from this day forward vow to do or not to do, how it is that you're going to support yourself in further disidentifying from your core shame, that sense of unworthy, unlovable, special and different, special victim, better than, less than, the addiction to being up and down the greasy pole, walled off, overly sharing. Just take a moment. You know, what are you going to do to take responsibility moving forward for your life? How are you going to be? How are you going to be towards your body, your emotional child, your intellect? Just take a few moments to write yourself some notes.
He's behind. He's at my left. He's at my right. He's above me. He's below me. He's in me. He's in my surroundings. Peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me. Light at my left, light at my right. Light above me, light below me. Light in me, light in my surroundings. Light to all, light to the universe. Love before me, love behind me. Love at my left, love at my right. Love above me, love below me. Love in me, love in my surroundings. Love to all, love to the universe. Peace before me, peace behind me. Peace at my left, peace at my right. Peace above me, peace below me. Peace in me, peace in my surroundings. Peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me. Light at my left, light at my right. Light above me, light below me. Light in me, light in my surroundings, light to all, light to the universe. Love before me, love behind me, love at my left, love at my right, love above me, love below me, love in me, love in my surroundings, love to all, love to the universe. Peace before me, peace behind me, peace at my left, peace at my right, peace above me, peace below me, peace in my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me, light at my left, light at my right, light above me, light below me, light in me, light in my surroundings, light to all, light to the universe. Love before me, love behind me, love at my left, love at my right, love above me, love below me, love in me, love in my surroundings, love to all, love to the universe. Peace before me, peace behind me, peace at my left, peace at my right, peace above me, peace below me, peace in me, peace in my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me.
When you're ready,
light at my left, light
if
at my
you
right,
feel moved, please share something of the vow that you make or the awareness that you have. I am lovable. Light to all. The way that I'm going to keep myself safe from this old toxic addiction to misery or self-sabotage or sabotaging intimacy. Because what we all long for is connection, equal eyes, intimacy. Into me, you see, it's corny, but it's true. And what sabotages our capacity to be vulnerable, to have intimacy, is identification with this core shame belief. And when we act out compulsively, compelled to control in our codependence, in our patterns, we shame ourselves, we shame others. Sometimes we behave shamelessly. And what we need one day at a time is surrender to our heart, to our light, to our love, and a deep commitment to caring for ourselves. So how are you going to care for yourself? How are you going to build your healthy self-esteem? You're holding yourself in healthy, affectionate, positive self-regard. How are you going to accompany yourself? How are you going to build your resilience and manage your boundaries, responsible for what you let in, responsible for what you let out into the world? Please feel free to share
peace to all
in the chat.
Peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me, light at my left, light at my right, light above me, light below me, light in me, light in my surroundings, light to all, light to the universe. Love before me, love behind me, love at my left, love at my right, love above me, love below me, love in me, love in my surroundings, love to all, love to the universe. Peace before me, peace behind me, peace at my left, peace at my right, peace above me, peace below me, peace in my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me, light at my left, light at my right, light light above me, light below me.
Any breathing in, breathing in, and just remembering, with self-compassion and healthy boundaries, awareness, the capacity that you have to reach down and pick yourself up when you're down in the dumps, and equally reach up and bring yourself down off that special perch that you can put yourself on, a little moment to have a chat with yourself. Just remembering, so sweet Wendy, she doesn't feel special at all, she just wants to feel normal. Yes, good enough, not special and different, but good enough, allowing that everybody is good enough. So much goodness to take in from the world when we can just be equal. Remembering to keep moving. Yes, keep moving. Getting stuck, we get stuck and rigid and attached. Go through the eye of the storm and be with the silence, where fear fades away, where my guide lifts me up onto my right road. That's beautiful. And remembering that left road, right road, you've got the left road of fear, and the right road is the field of opportunity. Now, do you want to choose to keep dancing down that gothic horror road with all of the broken down tombstones and overgrown, uncared for, slightly romantic, slightly nostalgic if you're wired that way? Is that what you choose, or are you brave enough to choose the field of beautiful, fresh growth and opportunity? I'm open to give and receive love, to take control, not to be afraid of success. It's time to bring my gift into the world. Yes, yes it is. So often we're identified with our misery and our struggle. It takes a bit of a stretch to go into the unknown, into the light. Yes, set boundaries without fear of abandonment. Absolutely. When we're not setting clear boundaries, when we don't set a bottom line, we become slaves to other people, we become slaves, we become resentful, giving away all of our power. And we're manipulating. We're in a game of control and manipulation and dishonesty. So be truly honest with myself to know and be aware that love does conquer everything. Yes, it does. When we can take that moment to surrender and remember, it is what everyone truly wants on the deepest level. Absolutely. Toe, okay. You might want to tell us a little more. I'm intrigued. Listen to myself, organizing my routine and dancing more. Dancing is always good. You cannot move and stay stuck. It's a choice. Sometimes it's difficult to get moving. Something that I recommend is making yourself a little micro playlist, 3 songs, a misery song, a dark side song, followed by an intermediary choice song, followed by a spiritual self uplifting song. If you make that playlist, if you can get to your device or whatever it's on, you can just press play, go into the misery, go into the stuckness, indulge it. And then see how the energy moves once you've actually moved towards it rather than resisting. Feeling completely different. I'll flick my hair and look the other person straight in the eyes, pull in my stomach and touch my heart. Lovable, I am loving, I am love. Yes, you are. And it is okay to have needs and to have my needs met. Absolutely. Nothing less attractive than being needless and secretly resentful. Better to be out and proud. I have needs. And these are what they are. I could be really grown up and tell people and not play the victim by waiting for them to second guess and then being sad when they don't know what I'm thinking or needing. And to trust myself, I'm good the way I am. No need for recognition by anyone. No, because I can give myself approval. And if I get it from somebody else, all well and good. to leap more. Absolutely, leap. Leap out of the darkness, leap out of the sludge, and I will no longer seek punishment. Wow. What a difference that would make to give up that addiction to being punished. Yes, I will do. I'll share the track title down at the bottom. Take responsibility and remember I am allowed to be happy, dance and listen and move my body. Absolutely, you are. Take time to be with me truly, feeling what I need to feel, not running away from myself. I pause and I breathe. I close my eyes and imagine my little me and give myself a hug, nothing to be ashamed of. I did what I felt I wanted to do to make myself happy. Always good to remove the sack over my head, absolutely. To be brave, strong, speak the truth, hold my head up high by believing that I deserve love in my life. I'm going to whirl. The three types of tracks on your mini playlist, if you want to make it, is a dark side song, a misery song, I'm in my stuff song, something that really brings that up, that you can have a good old indulge and a magnify to. Then you have a track which is a bit of a choice point, yeah, sort of a bit more, yeah, maybe I'll let that go. And then once you've danced through your what's my choice, do I choose to be in my dark side, then you can move into your spiritual self uplifting song. So three songs. Oh yes, somebody'd already answered. Lucy does it. Very good. All right. Do not fight the misery of negative patterns. Accept them as part of yourself. Absolutely. A little bit of humility. I'm human. I'm not that special and different. And I have a choice. So thank you for sharing all of those. Really lovely to share this space with you. Take a moment to close your eyes again. Breathing into some appreciation and gratitude for yourself, turning up. Thank you for the intellect for responding. Thank you for the emotional child for being willing. Thank you, body, if you were able to move today, to release and to feel. Breathing again into your heart and into your commitment to yourself. One day at a time, remembering I am not my shame. Remembering forgiveness is an alternative to self-punishment when I've acted shamelessly. Maybe there are amends to be made. You can be resilient and hold your safety and your boundaries. Make amends where that's necessary. You build your healthy self-esteem. Without giving away your power, feeling into the humility and the self-compassion that comes from being part of a community and being somebody who truly wants to connect and receive from others, to give and receive. Yeah, we miss out on so much when we're in our grandiose defense against shame, when we're walled off. And we demand too much from people when we're in our collapsed victim. We give away our power, manipulate other people trying to get our needs met when we're not taking responsibility for ourselves. That's where we shame ourselves. When we act out better than, less than. So remembering you can bring yourself down into your heart to be looking with equal eyes. And just letting that settle into your body. Just feeling the self-compassion and the self-forgiveness. And remembering it's one breath, one step, one day at a time, one choice at a time. Awareness, will, and then action. You cannot change and stay the same. Awareness is pretty useless if you don't do something with it. So just making a commitment to yourself to make those behavioral changes even if they're just little ones. Remembering your exit points, how you get out of that vicious cycle, how you challenge yourself cognitively. I am not my shame. You have the awareness. Toxic shame was transferred to you through the shameless behavior of others in your childhood. It was painful and it doesn't need to define you forevermore. And it is in behaving with healthy boundaries that you grow your healthy self-esteem and allow yourself to be loved and loving and lovable.